good and good to me. Lord, 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 you sure been good to me. Lord, 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 you sure been good to me. That kind of life is broken. One more time. Oh, one more.
Glad he showed you the message.
Yeah, he's just been good to me.
may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He's surely been good to us, that's for sure.
Amen.
He's good to me, good to you.
Amen.
His bride, he loves his bride, and he does everything for us. We have zero to worry about.
Amen.
Nothing.
Amen.
He's in total control.
Amen.
No matter what happens to us, where we go, what we do. Can't say that enough, because that's what Satan's little trick is, constantly up in our mind. When little things go wrong with us and we do little things wrong or say little things wrong, he's in control.
Amen.
He knows. And if we go in the wrong direction, he pulls us right back into
Amen.
The right direction.
Amen.
So if we're in his hands, if we put him first,
yes.
That's the key. We got to put him first.
Amen.
A lot of times we just get our ideas and our thoughts and what we want and how we want it.
Yes.
But that's not what's in our heart. Amen?
Amen.
It's not what's in my heart. I want to do what he wants me
Amen.
To do.
Amen.
And he will. And he always pulls us right back into his perfect will. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Are you glad you're still in that ark this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Still sealed with that Holy Ghost and that tar still on you, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
How many of you this week maybe have had a few alligators come swim up to you? If you have any alligators swim up to you, yeah, me too. I was going to say, I had them to swim to me. I was going to ask if they swim to you and say, I guarantee you they have. But guess what? They smelt that Holy Spirit on you and just had to swim right away.
Amen.
Sometimes that nose got a little really close to me this week. That alligator was right there. That's Satan. He's right there all the time. He just, even when he did with Jesus, he left for a season.
Yeah.
But he came back.
Yeah.
And it's so striking that how it is even with our Lord Jesus. What did he use? The Word.
Amen.
And we use the Word. And Satan, he's so clever on us. He uses the Word right back to us again. You just got to come right back with the Word and right back with the Word. And when you do, the alligator just swims right off. He has got no control, no power over the bride of Jesus Christ. We're so thankful for that. Well, we're here today in a revival.
Amen.
Is that what we're doing? Is this a revival? He said, and what was a revival for? Get the trash out.
Amen.
I love how he says that. He looked on Lake Michigan and all them, and he says that he looked in all that storm. He said there's no more water in it, no more less water in it, but it was all stirring up and getting the trash out. And as you all know, according to what Brother Branham said on tape, I love boats, and I love boating, and I love getting out on the water. I love the water,
Amen.
Both spiritual and natural.
Amen.
I'm getting the spiritual today.
Amen.
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 Amen. But when you go out in the water with a boat, you can't go out in your boat when there's a lot of driftwood. You just can't do it. You're going to get in trouble if you do. It's everywhere. You got to get all the trash. You got to wait until that trash gets out. You got to get it all moved out of the way. And he said, that's what that revival does. And we see what the Lord's been doing for us. It just gets the trash out, the trash out of our lives.
Amen.
And he's done that for us.
Thank you,
Lord. Do you feel different today than you did last week?
Amen.
Do you feel different than you did 6 months ago?
Amen.
And you're going to feel different after today.
Amen.
You're going to be more like him today. Because that's what the prophet said. You can't come in this place and be the same person that you live out,
Amen.
That you walk out of this door. You're either going to be further from him or close to him. We're going to be closer to him.
Amen.
We're going to be more like him. And I love something that the prophet of God said the other night. You know, he spoke to us the other night. I love everything that he says, just like you. But something he said that is special, I think it should really bless the heart of these people, because that we do believe that these messages we're hearing right now are for us today.
Amen.
They were for them, but it's today.
Yeah.
Today it's being manifested. We see it come in the past. Just like he said with John the Baptist. He said it wasn't back there. It's now. He said in Malachi 4 when he spoke of John the Baptist. He said it was the great and dreadful day of the Lord. That wasn't back there. It was for now. But he spoke it then and it come to pass later.
Yeah.
He spoke things then that come to pass now.
Amen.
And I believe this quote right here is coming to pass right now.
Amen.
He says, I like to say this because I say it from the depths of my heart. I begin to find a different feeling around the tabernacle
Amen.
Than what has been for a long time. a feeling of a deep spiritual sense.
Amen.
Like that it used to be a long time ago.
Yes.
That's something that's settled and that it's got a real foundation. And I trust that God will bless this little church again in His power.
Amen.
Is that us?
Amen.
Is that who you want to be? Amen. That's the church He wants, right there. What a day. Hey, man, you made me see you. What a day, what a people, what a privilege.
Amen.
That we get to be here.
Amen.
We get to hear the things that we hear, to see the things that we see and to be a part of. And I pray that today will be another red letter day for the bride of Jesus Christ. Not only here in this building, that the ones that are streaming and listening in, for His bride everywhere.
Amen.
That it's a red letter day, that we'll be just more like Him. More that we want to get everything out of the way. The more that we would just want to be just exactly like Him. He says we want to walk like Him. We want to talk like Him. We want to be everything like Him.
Amen.
But we've got to be mindful too that sometimes we get stuck up, and I've said this before, of the big things. It's not always the big things that stumble us and get out of the way. Sometimes we think that we're pretty good people because that we're not doing the big things. You see, sisters are not cutting their hair and their dresses are down, or brothers, whatever you're doing. He said it's the little things that so easily beset us.
Amen.
It's again that it is having grudges, he said. Having hard feelings against somebody. Thinking something bad about somebody. And it's constant in it all the time. I confess all the time. I do. I feel that way all the time. Sometimes Satan attacks me, and it does, and the alligator comes up and smells, and sometimes I'm looking at him, he's right there. Brother Brent says, like that box of rattlesnakes. He said, somebody hands it to you, it's yours. He said, but you don't have to accept it.
Amen.
The difference is if you accept it. If you accept it, you take it. And how quickly it is when we accept something, it's just a whirlwind. He takes you off where you don't want to go. The little illustration of canoeing down that river. You canoe, and you're going against the current, and man, you're doing it till you wore out, and you only come 150 feet. You let up that oars for a second, and you're 500 feet down the other direction. That current's done taking you where you don't want to go. And it's like, man, I was all the way up there. That's the way the devil is. He slips in so fast, so quickly. And little things that he lets it build up. Brother Branham talks about that. He says it gets in churches and funny feelings or something. I did it this last week. The brother's here in the audience. I went to him. I felt he had something against me, or something was wrong, I had that feeling that there was. Because that's what Brother Branham said a couple weeks ago on the tape. He says, it's not that you have a feeling against somebody else. He says, if you feel that somebody's got something against you, he said, you go to them. You don't want nothing. You don't want nothing to be there. Kill that enemy. He says the worst thing that he hates is to be exposed.
Amen.
Satan hates to be exposed. So I asked the brother, I said, is there something wrong? Did I do something? And he goes, no, Brother Joseph, there's nothing. I've been under a lot of pressure and a lot of strain. And praise the name of the Lord. I wanted to make sure that there wasn't nothing there. Nothing between us, or something that maybe I did, or maybe I said, or how I acted, and maybe something you've done to somebody or acted, and you didn't mean to. You didn't mean to be like that, but if you did, get it right.
Amen.
He says we've got to go on.
Amen.
We've got to move forward. And it is, again, back to the illustration, is that many of you, you ride out in boats and getting in the water and getting in the lake, and you know how that is? You know, the worst kind is when the drift is all gone. And if you ever seen, maybe not on lakes, but like in the river, is when the drift's all gone and everything, and you get your boat out and you're going, and you think you're streaming along pretty good and you're just cruising down. You know what the most dangerous driftwood is? It's the driftwood that's just right underneath the surface of the water. You don't see it. Man, you're cruising along. The water looks smooth and it's great. Man, just about that far below the water is a huge water log.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's got full of water and it's sunk down right below the surface.
Yeah.
You don't see it. The water looks calm and everything. And buddy, you're just buzzing along in your little boat and everything. And wham, you hit it. Takes the lower unit out. I've been there, done that. It looked all smooth and it looked great, but that old log was there. It was in the way. That's the sin that so easily besets us. Sometimes it's just right underneath the surface. That is, we've got to get those logs out of the way. We've got to make sure that there's nothing. And we thank the Lord. Look at the progress. That the Lord, look what the Lord's done for us.
Amen.
Look where we're at. As I just asked you, where are you that you were 6 months ago? Are you closer to Him?
Amen.
Are you more like Him today? Are you thankful for that?
Amen.
The prophet said, if we will look at the things that He has and is doing for us right now in this church, such a spirit of unity is in this church.
Yeah.
A spirit of love is amongst the bride. Not only here, it's amongst the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That it's there. He said, look what He's doing for us now and the things that we've still got to get rid of. Imagine what He would do if we got rid of those things.
Amen.
Imagine if there was a total deliverance from all those things.
Yeah.
If we got rid of all the things that easily beset us.
Amen.
If we were all in unity and one mind and one accord in doing that. What would the Lord do for us?
Yeah.
We're fixing to find out.
Amen.
We're fixing to find out. Because that's where we're going.
Amen.
That's the direction we all want to be in. And that's where we're headed. And if we do it, just Lord, just help me. Just help me. And you know how He says that? He says when you pray and you believe in that mountain, He says that first grain of sand starts rolling off. Well, there just might be a few grains of sand that's rolled off to you. He says, but it's going.
Amen.
You're going in that direction. So it's a spoonful, and next it's a big backhoe full, and then it's a bulldozer full. So we're going in that direction. Are you glad to be going in that direction this morning?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Me too. And that proves who is with us today. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
That message we just heard Wednesday night, He told us, who is it? He says, we all got to make up our mind. We all have to make that decision. Who is it that is with us today?
Amen.
He said, it's exactly the same thing.
Amen.
He said, it was that first seed that came into maturity that was weighed before His people.
Amen.
And said, this is it.
Amen.
This is it. And it's got to be for you. And yet you are. You are God's bride. You're God's chosen elected.
Amen.
You wouldn't be here if you wasn't. If there wasn't a deep inside of you calling out to a deep, you wouldn't be sitting inside of this church today.
Amen.
You wouldn't be here. But there's something that God called you. God predestinated you. He placed you here and to recognize this day in this message. And that's who it is. He said, who is it? He said, it's Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And it is for somebody that's a visitor out there, they're worshiping a man. Once again, no, we're not worshiping no man.
Amen.
But I do worship the God in the man.
Amen.
God loved him so much, he said. He said he took his picture with me.
Amen.
That's never been done before in history. To prove, this is my beloved son.
Amen.
Hear ye him.
Amen.
Amen. Do we hear ye him?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. So are you expecting something today?
Amen.
Brother Branham says he always comes to those who are expecting. So if we're under anticipation, if you're under expectation, if you come and he talks so much and we have been about that preparation and getting ready, he says there's an excitement in the air. Every time I come to church, there's an excitement. He says, Lord, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You're going to do something. I want it to be with me.
Amen.
I want it to be with me. And then when he does, that's why when we come together and united in love for one another, that it goes from one to the other, to the other, to the other. We all become contagious and we all bring our licks of fire together. And when it does, then the Holy Spirit comes down and he moves like a rushing mighty wind.
Amen.
And we're here today to get total deliverance.
Amen.
That Lord, whatever it is, I want to be total delivered from everything in my life, whatever that it is. To become more like you. To be closer to you. I want to be ready for that bride. He said it's in the moment of a twinkling of an eye. You know, and people, as even when I was a little kid, they used to say, well, and Brother Branham talks about it on tape. He said, you keep saying the Lord's coming, Lord's coming, Lord's coming. He goes, the Lord hadn't come for all these years. He hadn't come. And it's again his reminder, you know when the Lord comes for you? It's when you die. So if he doesn't come for 5,000 years, when you're dead, it means nothing to you. You're dead. You can't do no more. It's right now. We know that there's a literal coming of the Lord. We know that. But if you put it in perspective, it's like, Lord, and he said, you don't even know if you're going to walk out of this building.
That's right.
We had a couple brothers that just about didn't walk out of this building.
Amen.
But thanks be to God. His Holy Spirit is here to prove to us that he is here, that the power is in his bride, in you. The power is in you. Let's put that faith to work.
Amen.
Let's move forward. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand and have a word of prayer, welcoming today as we bow our heads. It's just so wonderful always to talk about him and what he's doing. Brother Brandon says to always be mindful to what he's doing.
Amen.
We think that our minds go back and look about what he did do. We're looking forward to what he's going to do, but watching what he's doing right now. And if we prepare ourselves right now, then we'll be ready and there when he's going to do what he's going to do.
Yeah.
We hear those promises. He's coming for a bride.
Yeah.
He sent his prophet to tell this generation,
amen,
behold the Lamb of God.
Amen.
The one I was talking to you about. God's got his bride everywhere around the world. And we're so thankful to be part of his great bouquet. How wonderful. And the scent of a big bouquet of flowers is just, it just fills the air with that wonderful smell when you smell a bouquet of flowers. Truly, that's what we want to be to you, Lord Jesus, is a sweet smell in your nose, Lord Jesus. A sweet smell that you made us each as individuals, your big bouquet. That, Lord, we're so glad to be a part of that bouquet, Lord. We're so unworthy, but we're so thankful. Satan so much makes us look at the bad things, the down things. Look at the great things, the wonderful things. Keep your mind upon them. Not the fake things like we talk about in the world. Everything's beautiful. Everything's wonderful. Go do what you want to do. It doesn't matter. Not to the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The bride of Jesus Christ, we want to be like you. That's the sweet smell. Yes. That is the true everything is okay.
Yes.
That is the true we're going in the right direction.
Yes.
That is the life of today.
Yeah.
And we just want you to feel welcome today, Holy Spirit. We know that you're here because we brought you with us today. And just to be in your presence, to open up our hearts, our souls, to take the world, everything of the world, our distractions, just right now, concentrate on that. Get it out of your mind. Don't worry about tomorrow, today, to lunch, what's going on, anything. Just get it all out of your mind. Lord, just I'm meditating upon you. I'm thinking about you, Lord Jesus. And if we're expecting and knowing, then he's here. He is right here, right now. Oh, how great thou art, Lord, that you would come down and visit your bride today. We're thankful for it. As I read these prayer requests, I invite our Brother Samuel to come up and take them before the Lord for us this morning. We had some that come in that we had an urgent prayer request. A nephew of a brother Benjamin, of a sister Sharon from Prescott, Arizona, is very ill. And a brother Jose, his mother, she's needs to get in the embassy, says, for an interview. Please pray for her. We have our brother Dave Cook, who's in contact with him up in Canada this morning, that he's very sick in his body. We just want to especially remember him today, that the Lord would just be with him. He needs a touch from the Lord, and he's going to get it.
Amen.
Because the bride's going to ask for it.
Amen.
Remember our brother Charlie Branham, he's not been feeling good in his body also too. And out in, I think it's Prescott, our sister Heidi Dalton, is a young mother. She's got 5 children. And she's in need for the touch of the Lord too. We thank the Lord that our sister Jean Sanger, they're on their way home, that we prayed for her. This church, she got out of the hospital. She's on her way home. She's feeling better. She's still under oxygen, but they're coming home. She's doing well. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He's the mighty conqueror.
Amen.
Our brother David Keller, we prayed for him. He got out of the hospital. We're going to pray that God would continue to give him healing. And all the requests that you have, God's going to grant them today.
Amen.
Because the prayers of the saints are going to go out. A total deliverance, a total healing, a total needs will be met today. Do you believe that?
Amen.
You believe with all your heart? Raise your hand and say, Lord, I believe it with all my heart. Lord, I believe it. I believe in these requests that's put before us. Lord Jesus, you're going to meet them today. I'm going to pray, Lord, and believe. Look at these licks of fire, Lord Jesus. They're all together. Your Holy Spirit is here. You're going to meet those needs, Lord, every single one of them. Praise your name, Lord. Thou art worthy, Lord. Let us just sing our little song of reaching out and touching him as he goes by. And that he's going to meet these needs and the needs that's on your heart. And today he's going to give you a red letter day because you're going to be more like him today. He's going to uplift your spirits today. He's going to put more joy in your heart. Make you appreciate your salvation a little bit more. Oh, what a day you've made for us, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Now we want to reach out and grab you, Lord, as you pass by here. And as you talk to us, Lord, along the way. Praise the name of the Lord.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cries.
Mercy endures forever. Lord, you're so mindful of us, Lord. You're so great, Lord. You're the great one in our midst. We appreciate you, Lord. You've led us and guided us, Lord. You're perfect in all your ways, Lord. You're in full control. We just love you, Lord, this morning. We thank you, Lord, for Calvary. We thank you for this message and the messenger that you sent this generation. Lord, that we could come, Lord. Oh, that you would just call us out. That you would pick us up, Lord, and place your love in our hearts, Lord. And Lord, we come under expectations this morning, Lord, to hear your word. As our brother has said, that to get all the logs out of the way. Lord, we just want to clear the channels, Lord. We just want you to have full control and the preeminence in our hearts and our lives, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for your great love. Lord, we come to you this morning, Lord. We invite you into this service, Lord. We just want you just to be welcome here, Lord, and to minister to each one, Lord. And I was just thinking, Lord, as your prophet has said on this message, that when he sent a prophet, he sent a complete prophet. He equipped that man to do exactly what he had called him to do. Lord, Brother Branham said that prophets weren't made, they were born prophets.
Amen.
Lord, you sent your messenger this day. You've sent a prophet among us, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you. We thank you so much for him, Lord. We love you, Lord, today. And Lord, as your prophet also declared to us, that bride was in line in marching conditions. Lord, and we want to stay in line, as he said. And Lord, you've equipped us also today. You've given us this message. You've given us the guideline. You've given us the pattern to follow, Lord. We thank you for everything you've done for us. Lord, these prayer requests, we know. We know you're in control. We know, Lord, that whatever we ask in your name, it shall be given. Lord, I just pray, Lord, you'd be with our brother Dave Cook, Lord, this morning. Just encourage him, Lord. Send your angel to him, Lord. Just encourage him, Lord. Lift him up, Lord. Nothing is impossible with you, Lord. You're perfect. Lord, and these other requests, Lord, you saw every hand. You saw every one of them, Lord. You saw them written out, Lord. You saw the recesses of every heart, Lord, that was undisclosed. But, Lord, you know all about it. We commit it to you, Father, as a group of believers. And bless your bride around the world, Lord. Those that are listening in, Lord, wherever they are, Lord. May your spirit just come to them, Lord. Encourage them, Lord. They're part of your bride. They're part of you. They're elected and chosen before the foundation of the world. Lord, bless and be with them, Lord. We love you today. Be in the further part of this service. We commit it all to you, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you. Amen. It's reach out
and touch the Lord.
Once again, it's a great honor to be here this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Just great anticipation with what we're going to hear a little bit later on. And what Brother Joseph was saying, how thankful I am to see what the Lord has done for us in the last few months and to see the unity and the love and what he's done with this church. It just brings me to think of that song, How Great Is Our God.
Amen.
And how great is his word. Amen.
Amen.
How great is our God, and how great is his word. He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the water.
Fill my way every day with love. Oh, fill my way every day.
Lord, we invite you to come and be with us, and we just pray that, Lord, you would come and meet each need. Lord, we want to worship you in spirit and truth, and we just thank you, Lord, for your promise that you've given us that you'd be here with us. Bless these tithes and offerings, we pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Oh, fill my way every day with your love.
so glad that Jesus set me free. And I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Oh, and I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Bring in glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. And yes, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free.
Hallelujah.
And I'm so glad that Jesus set me free.
Hallelujah.
And I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Oh, I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Oh, I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. And I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Oh, and I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory.
Hallelujah.
I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Oh, I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. And Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Oh, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus set me free. And I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. And I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. I'm so glad, and I'm so glad that Jesus set me free.
Lord.
And I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Oh, I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory. One more time. I'm on my way to heaven. Oh, I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus said to me, and victory is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Yes, victory today is mine. Well, I told Satan to get me behind. Oh, victory today is mine. Victory. Yes, victory today is mine. And I told Satan to get thee behind. Oh, victory today is mine. The Holy Ghost is mine. Oh, the Holy Ghost is mine. The Holy Ghost today is mine. And I told Satan to get thee behind. Oh, the Holy Ghost today is mine. Amen. Oh, the Holy Ghost is mine. The Holy Ghost is mine. The Holy Ghost today is mine. Well, I told Satan to get thee behind. Oh, the Holy Ghost today. The message is mine. The message is mine. The message is mine. The message today is mine. And I told Satan to get thee behind. The message today. The message, amen. Oh, the message is mine. The message is mine. The message today. Oh, deliverance, amen. And I told Satan to get thee behind. Oh, the message today is mine. Well, victory is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Oh, victory today is mine. And I told Satan to get thee behind. Oh, victory today. Let's just clap it to him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
so glad for that victory. Amen.
Amen.
Before we turn the service over to Brother Joseph, let's sing that song, Lord, Prepare Me, to be a sanctuary. Oh, pure and holy, tried and true. That's my desire. Amen.
Oh, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary.
Amen.
You may be seated. What a privilege and honor it is once again to welcome to this pulpit our prophet,
Amen.
Our messenger,
Amen.
The seventh angel
Amen.
To come and bring us the voice of God in this last day.
Amen.
We welcome Brother Branham to the pulpit. God bless you.
I was kind of...